So you have 1 minute, and the gong will sound. All right. Drew, just at the end, do them. Everybody here will be gonged out. Go ahead. No, go right ahead.
Good evening. My name is Tamara Smith. Is the mic on? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good evening. My name is Tamara Smith. I am running for City Council District 1. I am an advocate for the citizens in the city of Detroit. I've been advocating in my entire life. I've lived in District 1 my entire life. I've decided to be a policymaker because I'm dissatisfied with the things that I see going on within my community. I live in 48227, which has the highest auto insurance in the country, not Detroit, the country, resulting being a serious financial strain on Detroiters. Being a councilwoman, I would like to implement the bait car program, which has been proven to drive down auto theft, essentially lowering auto insurance, which has been done so in other cities, lowering auto theft by 71%. So if other cities can do it, we can do it.
Thank you.
All right, here, wait, let me give you this one. Let me hit that one, because it's not working.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Virgil Smith. I'm a candidate for City Council in District 2. I have a bachelor's degree from Michigan State University in political science and a master's degree from Western Michigan University in public administration. I served in the Michigan House for 6 years, and I served in the Michigan Senate for 6 years. My number one issue is to bring resolution to the auto and home insurance problem that we do have in the city of Detroit. Thank you.
Thank you. Pass it on.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I want to give honor to God who's held in my life. My name is Roy McAllister, Jr., and I'm a candidate for Detroit City Council District 2. I have a bachelor's degree from Eastern Michigan University, a master's degree from the University of Oklahoma. I'm retired from the Detroit Police Department, your former commanding officer of Detroit Homicide Section. I'm also retired from the United States Army and Army Reserves, where I was a regional commander for the 5 northern provinces, dealing with a $200 million budget, dealing with different diverse people. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the things that I want to bring to this Detroit City Council, my background, and to serve you. It is not about a job. It is not about trying to elevate to another position. It is about serving you, because that is what I have done all my life. I am Roy McAllister, Jr., candidate for Detroit City Council, District 2. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Russ Ballant, District 3. I'm running in that race because I believe that there are policies and practices going on that are deleterious and harmful to our neighborhoods around tax foreclosures, our water policies, which are costing about five times as much as they did 12 years ago in our district. I think that's indefensible. I think the drainage fee is indefensible. I think the existing resources that we got from the federal government to be used to help to low-income folks pay their property taxes should be used for that. And you would stop the growth of blight from the mass displacement that occurs after every tax foreclosure season. We've got to do things differently if we're going to get a different result. And attacking the blight and the dispossession of the poorest among us is one of those tasks.
Thank you.
Back to the end of the line.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Letitia Johnson. I am a city council candidate for District 4. I'm a native Detroiter, graduated from Kettering High School in 1993, went on to get a finance degree from the University of Michigan, spent 10 years professionally working in the hospitality and tourism industry, negotiating million-dollar contracts to bring national conventions to Detroit. I've spent 10 years volunteering in the community. The last 3 years, I've been a full-time volunteer. I run a nonprofit organization on the east side. I serve on the Board of Zoning Appeals, and I also represent the 5th Precinct Police Community Relations Council as the treasurer. I am running to improve accountability in City Council, to tackle blight, and also to create job training programs, because we all recognize that there are jobs available, but a lot of people claim that our residents are not prepared for those jobs, so I want to make sure that they are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good
Good evening. I am Andre Spivey, candidate in District 4, native of Detroit, wonderful DPS graduate, graduate of Morehouse College, and grad degrees from Colgate Divinity School and Central Michigan University. Married to teenagers. I am the pastor of St. Paul AME Church for the last 14 years. I was elected first in 2009, citywide 2013 by District 4. I look forward to being a continued legislator. And as we come through the next calendar year, we will find ourselves out of Financial Review Commission, and we will be in charge, full in charge of all our financial resources. We need knowledge, those who've been there, to continue to have good fiscal responsibility. Look forward to doing that and hearing your questions tonight. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Let me say peace and blessings to you. I'm Jewel Ware, City Council candidate for District 5. And I know that we have a lot of issues, but what I would like to say first is one thing to be a part of government, and there's a lot of ordinance on the book, and you continue to write ordinance and you don't enforce them. I'm very concerned that we have resolutions, ordinance, and they're not enforced, regardless of what they're written for. Detroiters have stayed here and they've suffered, and I think it's time for us to work hard for Detroiters to get their fair share. I am not a rubber stamp. I'm running to look out for the people that I love so dearly. My first issue that I would like to tackle is to help restore neighborhoods. I live in a neighborhood. I don't have the luxury of living in a gated community, but I think it's important that we try to restore these neighborhoods for our young people. So
thank you.
There's a lot we can work with. Thank you.
Good evening, Detroit. I am Councilwoman Mary Sheffield, and I have had the privilege of representing District 5 for the last 4 years. I actually live in Hyde Park, Lafayette community area. I was born and raised in Detroit, graduate from Wayne State University, also Eastern Michigan University, and also Central Michigan. I believe in building one Detroit in which everyone, no matter your age, your race, your background, you have access and opportunity in New Detroit. Over the last few, 4 years since I've been in office, I have been a huge housing advocate. I have fought for and secured $2.5 million for housing grants for low-income people and seniors in our city. I've also been a huge voice around the need for affordability in the new Detroit. When we talk about all of the new development that is coming to our city, it's so important that people can actually afford to live in those units. And so I have advocated very, very hard to make sure that we talk about affordability and what the meaning of that means in the new Detroit. Also, I've been instrumental in youth empowerment and youth development. We've toured almost every single high school in my district to try to get people
Thank
civically engaged,
much.
And I'm looking forward to continuing the work.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I am Councilmember Raquel Castañeda Lopez. You don't have to be able to pronounce it. It's the longest one you'll see on the ballot. I was recruited to run and to represent District 6 in 2013, so this was not a life goal that I had growing up. My background is in social work. I have my bachelor's and my master's in social work, and I have over 15 years of service working in the community, working in nonprofits, teaching as a Head Start teacher, and giving back to everyone. On council, many of you may have recognized just a couple days ago, we passed Indigenous People's Day. We are the pilot of the program for Detroit ID. Every single year, we've introduced new policies to break down some of the old barriers and bring change to the city of Detroit, to help pilot the Board Up program in the city of Detroit for some of our most blighted communities, to make our community safer through community patrols, and we have one of the only safety hubs in the city as well. I'm running for re-election because there's a lot more work still to be done. We have fought tirelessly for community benefits and brought over $65 million to the city as a whole and $10 million for jobs specifically. So I hope I can count on your support one more time.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'm Tyrone Carter, candidate for City Council District 6. I'll give you the quick one-minute version, and then we're going to sit down and have a conversation in District 6. I was born and raised, and I still live in the house I grew up in after 40 years. And why that's important is because residents outlast politicians. We've had enough people come in and go out and nothing has happened. Since 1918, city council was supposed to, it was by at large. Districts were supposed to level the playing field for neighborhoods that have never had access. I live in one of those neighborhoods that has never had access, and we still don't have access, just like many other communities. It's wonderful to see what's going on downtown, but if you look out, if you can't ride your bike at night, if you can't walk your dog at night, then you feel shut out of the process. I retired from the sheriff's department after 25 years. Everything I've done has been in community service. I graduated from Central Michigan, the Police Academy, FBI National Academy, all of that good stuff. But it doesn't matter. We need people to get out and vote.
Thank you.
Hello, Detroit.
Hello.
My name is Gabe Leland. I represent District 7 on the far west side. District 7 is a great place to live, to work, and play. And as I look over to this board here, Rouge Park, Brennan Pools. This was just a small example. Brennan Pools was an Olympic pool that was built for the Olympic trials in the 1950s. It is now back and open. And that just kind of gives you an idea about some of the good things that are going on in our neighborhood. But certainly, blight is a big issue. And so I've fought tirelessly to help residents stay out of tax foreclosure through our Defend Our Neighbors program, where I went literally door to door talking about programs that exist to help you stay in your home, because we know that what the fiscal crisis did 10 years ago to our neighborhoods, everyone deserves to stay in their home, and this council person is one that believes that everybody deserves to stay in their home. And so that's just a small example of some of the work that I've been up to, but very much looking forward to sitting down and talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Conrad Mallett. I am the District 2 current Board of Police Commissioner member. It's interesting to all of you, isn't it, that we elect our Board of Police Commissioners. This is not a political office, although we elect the persons who serve. It's critical that the men and women in this understand that you've got to behave in a very, very high ethical manner to be sure that the people that you oversee behave exactly as the citizens expect. Two examples. One, the young man who was hit with the baton by a police officer on secondary employment. Clearly, policy and procedures were not followed, and all of us have a high degree of expectation that that's exactly what's going to happen. The second issue, frankly, is towing. We have in front of us this very entrenched process that no one has had clear transparency into. You saw that you had a deputy chief even today being indicted. We'll talk more about it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hi, I'm Scotty Bowman. I'm running for District 4 Police Commissioner. I'm not at all surprised when I saw those polling results where half of you pretty much thought it was the mayor and half of you thought it was the Board of Police Commissioners doing civilian oversight. Unfortunately, most members of the media have not done a good job in educating people as to what the Board of Police Commissioners is. I've been doing a lot of that. I'm on foot. It's a very important office. It is not just internal affairs. You can think of it as external affairs. It brings a civilian perspective to investigating interactions between the public and police, in investigating complaints about police, and in setting policy. It's civilian oversight. I'm for improving response time, and I have ideas about that, and we could talk about in detail how that can be done. I would like to attract more police. I think we should have beat cops. I know from walking door to door, things look a lot different from the sidewalk than they do from the street. I also support transparency. I am against when we do have to oversee contracts and approve budgets.
Thank you very much.
Unbossed.
Good evening, everyone. My name is George Adams, Jr. I'm running for Board of Police Commissioners for District 5. I'm a lifelong Detroiter, been in Detroit all my life, graduated from DPS, went to Henry Ford College, as well as Ashland Seminary. I'm a realtor by trade. I'm running because I believe I have the necessary experience to increase communication between the police and the community. I think that, as my former predecessors had said before, that the baton hitting of the police officer and the gentleman, we are targets as young men. And there needs to be a change because we are targets. And so the young men are always black young men. And so I'm targeted because I fit the profile, 5'10 and a half, 180 pounds. And so I want to increase the communication between the police and the community so that we can prevent these kind of actions from taking place in our community and what has been taking place from around the country.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is William M. Davis, and I am the candidate for the police commission for District 7 because there's no one else on the ballot. I'm a City of Detroit retiree. I did 34 years with the Water Department. I have a degree from Wayne State. I am a community activist. I've been a community activist for more than some of you people in this room was born. My first elected position was a citizen district council down by Wayne State. That was like a long time ago, like 40 years ago. I'm president of three different groups, Detroit Active Retired Employee Association, Detroit Chapter of NAN, and TRUE, Taxpaying Residents Unite for 21st Century Education. And I believe in community involvement, and we need community oversight over the police department. I have two sons in their 20s, and I want them to have no problems. Thank you.
Thank you.